This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Anchor by Spotify. And if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. No specialty training or equipment needed. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast worldwide on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, like I've been saying, Anchor is totally free. It's free. Download the Anchor app today or go to anchor.fm to get started and make your podcast dreams a reality. That's anchor.fm. What are you waiting for? Download the app. Order up! All right, boys and girls, as part of our MLB preview, it is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
This week, we are ordering up the American League East from 5-1. Who ya got, D?
Ugh, trash. All right, start with the Boston Red Sox. Mm-hmm. How the mighty have fallen. Trevor Story, Alberto Mondesi, Rafa Devers is the offense, Chris Sale, Corey Kluber, Nick Pivetta, and James Paxton. That guy still pitches.
No, he doesn't.
I mean, do I have to say anymore? Boston's in the bottom of this barrel. Number four, we got Tampa. I think it really comes down to Glass now, Wander Franco. The Rays have pushed the right buttons for the last several years, and I think they'll do enough to compete for a wild card spot. Nothing crazy. Number three, I got the Yankees, man. I think their pitching is going to fail them. We talked about it earlier in this broadcast. Rodon is already hurt. Cole is not a leader. Montas is hurt. Severino was hurt last year. Nestor Cortez is hurt. And Domingo Armani, shit. So that's what I got with the Yankees. Number two, I got Toronto. I think Vlad Jr. will lead the league in home runs again. I like how they upgraded the defense of the outfield with Kiermaier and Varsho. I do like what Toronto did in the offseason. And I think it's time, man. It's Baltimore Orioles time. No Brady Anderson, but they've got Adley Rutschman. I got him winning the MVP. I think the Young O's are winning the division. I think pitching, they're going to have to pitch their hearts out. Kyle Bradish, Kramer, Grayson, Rodriguez, and then that's it. That's what I got. What do you got, Z?
I mean, that's a bold choice at number one. That is definitely a bold choice. Now, we can agree on the Boston Red Sox. The Boston Red Sox, it does not look good. But your opening day starter is Corey Kluber. That's all you need to know about the Boston Red Sox. And this is not the Corey Kluber who was with the then Cleveland Indians, right? This is the Corey Kluber that's kind of been bouncing around between the Yankees and the Rangers and the Rays, and now he's with you. He's a number five. He's an innings eater. He's an innings eater. He's a guy who's there to get his ass kicked. Not in your rotation. Not in yours. James Paxton, you're still paying him? Right? He's hurt again. Well, no shit. He's hurt still. Chris Sale, what are you going to get from Chris Sale? Not much. You're banking on Tristan Casas. You're banking on, maybe Bobby Dalbec finally becomes something. But
yeah, right.
Yeah, Rafa Devers is probably going to... They're going to have to get rid of Rafa Devers. You brought in Adam Duvall. He's probably going to get traded. You're probably going to trade Kike Hernandez. I don't see a whole lot of win. I don't see a whole lot coming out of this. The immortal Jolie Rodriguez is in your bullpen. I don't see a lot there. Fourth place, the New York Yankees. Nothing they did impressed me. You know, their rotation, like, hopefully they're getting it out of the way now. But if they're not, they're in for a long year. And there are too many question marks. There are too many question marks as far as IKF, Donaldson, Hicks. Like, are you, you know, is Jose Trevino for real? Is DJ LeMahieu going to be healthy all year? There's a lot. There's a lot of questions. Is Volpe going to make this team? Is Volpe going to be any good? What are you going to get from Glaber? I mean, the surest thing is Aaron Judge. Giancarlo Stanton to a lesser degree. But those are, that's it. Everything else up in the air. That's too rich for my blood. I'm not fixing to take that. Number three, I like the Rays. Right? Their young pitching is going to be a year stronger. Glasnow will be back. Like, we'll see if Glasnow will be what Glasnow was. Yuri McClanahan, we'll see what Shane McClanahan is. And they always seem to draft and develop. They always seem to find the guy. Like, who's it going to be this year? Who's going to be the guy that they found that's going to, like, unlock himself and become a superstar? Is it going to be Luke Raley? Is it going to be Jose Siri? Is it going to be Paredes, Isaac Paredes? Like, you saw a little flash from him last year. Is he going to be the guy? Like, Kevin Cash always seems to know what he's doing, and that organization is always on point. So the Rays are going to, they're going to be in the conversation. Number two, I think they're a year away. They're a year and a couple of good pitchers away. They have good young pitchers, but they need some veteran anchors. They're not there yet. Kyle Gibson is not it. And I'm talking about the Baltimore Orioles. Like, they can hit. They absolutely can hit. Like, is John Means going to be back healthy this year? Who knows? You hope so. Austin Voth. Saw plenty of him with the Nationals. Was not impressed. They probably need one or two more arms. Now, is it possible? Do they get in on the Shohei Ohtani sweepstakes if he becomes available and they're in the playoff hunt? They have assets to get. Henderson is untouchable. Rushman is untouchable. Everybody else, if it means I get Shohei Ohtani, take your pick. Take your pick. I like the Orioles a lot, just not as much as I like the Toronto Blue Jays. They reinforced, right? They brought in Chris Bassitt. Say what you will about his performance at the end of last year. He's one of the main reasons that the Mets got where they got. Kikuchi. Can Kikuchi be who he was in Seattle? If that's the case, they're on to something. Barrios. Gausman. Manoa. Pretty good. And then at the end of the bullpen, if Chad Green is healthy, you put Chad Green and Jordan Romano together, that's a good back end of the bullpen. That's a really good back end of the bullpen. And this team's going to hit. You know this team's going to hit. You know, Kirk, Bichette, Biggio, Vladdy Jr., Whit Merrifield. They brought in Brandon Belt. Brandon Belt is going to help spell Vladdy, going to keep him fresh. And I really, you know, it's possible, you know, Vladdy can take home the MVP this year because they went out and got Brandon Belt. They are a little thin in the outfield. If Kiermaier gets hurt, like, what are you going to do? I guess you move Whit Merrifield to the outfield. I didn't even mention Matt Chapman. Like, it's an embarrassment of riches up in Toronto. And it's starting to look like those old, you know, the 89, 90, 91, 92 Blue Jay teams where they had some depth and they had studs. And it wouldn't surprise me if they made a deep run in the playoffs this year.
If you
want to get in on the action, we want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @FadeRoutePodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter @FadeRouteDNZ. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd.